יש מהם בייז, מה המשני? יציבוס לעבוד את השם. יציבוס means consistency. Consistency in עבוד את השם.
They come in the same time.
Yeah.
No, it's coming. That's the Right?
After we learn this.
No, no.
Yeah.
Tanya, we learned in the Brayta. I'm Rabbi Shimon al-Chavraya. Rabbi Shimon said, "This is in the Zohar." Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his Chavraya, to his Talmidim, "Adayim is neisiv v'kayim v'chad samcha v'chulu." How long are we going to sit and stand on one leg? Yom and Zeirin, our days are few. Umora de Choy v'Dochik, and the creditor is pressing.
Are we sitting or are we standing?
What?
Except we're sitting and we're standing simultaneously. I'm confused. I'm not the only one who's confused.
Right. I'm also a Nesiv v'Kayim v'Halah. Let's see. Maybe it means how long will we sit on something that is standing on one leg? That's what could be. It's like sitting on a chair, right? The days are few and the creditor is pressing. With the bottom of the pasuk of Shem Vayichoy said the kaddisha. It is with these words that Shem Vayichoy began the idra kaddisha, which is part of the zayir. Yes, the father shall derech avoda. And to explain this in a way of avoda, kaim lechad samcha uchoyser yitzivus, sitting on something that is only standing on one leg, represents a lack of consistency. Amida ruchnis loy mevoiseses, it represents a spiritual standing that is not based. Bechinis shepam yalu shemayim upam yed b'taymus. A concept that sometimes one ascends to the heaven, and sometimes he descends to the depths. Hagoyim lamatias gezeisim shnayim. Now the causes to this type of situation are two. Aleph, one is, Mipnei Shekol Teirasai Avedasai, that all of his Torah and Avoda, all of this person's Torah and Avoda, Asur Meirah V'Asei type, his turning away from evil and his doing what's good, Bonui Al Mikra, is all built on coincidence, Ve'inu Mitzius Shalatzem, it is not part of his essence. Gamim who ben toira balavoida with his toivus, even if the person is a ben toira, he's a balavoida, he's a person that has good character traits. Achakl bonoy al mikra. Everything is built on coincidence, meaning ima yidei ashpa miyuchedes, ima yidei ashpa sasviva, whether it's because he is inspired, he had a unique inspiration, or it's because of the inspiration of his surroundings. It is because of this that he is awakened to learn Torah, to serve Hashem. But if not for these causes, he's not in essence a person that likes to learn Torah or is a person that serves, that is a Bala Vaida, he's a person that serves Hashem, in essence. The Torah is not absorbed in his blood, and the Avaida is not engraved on the internal part of his mind or heart. It's just that he's affected by his surroundings or by some type of external inspiration. And the rule is, ki the mikra in yitzivus. The rule is, if there is no consistency to coincidence. Yeah, I guess those two are oxymorons. So therefore he is prone to change in the light of any other coincidence. Avala etzam is something that is essential in Mishtana. That does not change. And even if because of some coincidence or some cause, right now he's not able to learn Torah or be involved in Avodas Hashem, but if essentially he is a person that learns Torah and serves Hashem, so his essence hasn't changed. It is like something that is not separable from him forever. Such a person is called a ben Torah. Who kiben, he is like a child. Shakesha shalem of him who b'etzem. That his bind with his father is essential. Like Eved, like a Talmud, he's not like just a servant or a disciple. Shakesha mikre u'mishtana. That bind is something that can change. The umazois. On the other hand, the adam shayitzki b'tzeru avodirak b'shosh yesh techeshik. Someone who only learns Torah or serves Hashem when he feels like it. When he feels a pleasure and his mind and his heart are open. Or only when the conditions are right to learn and to serve Hashem. So by that type of person, his whole Torah and Avodah is coincidence. But some people with their essence is Torah and Avodah. People that make Hashem they make him their main life. Even in the morning and the evening, meaning that by them there is no difference, and there are no causes in the world that can separate them. There's no sunrise or sunset that can change them. They have reached a level that Torah and Yerushalayim has become their essence. And the character trait, meaning the measurement of the Yiddishkeit of a Jew, depends according to how essential his Yiddishkeit is.
Seems like a tautology. You know. The measure of Yiddishkeit is depending on your Yiddishkeit.
No, it depends on how essential his Yiddishkeit is. It doesn't depend on his Yiddishkeit.
What accident? How could you be by accident?
No, he's saying that.
You're down by accident? Or
no,
you're sure, kosher by accident?
No, he's saying if it depends on a person's external surroundings. The way he serves Hashem, if it depends on his external surroundings, then that's by coincidence.
Like you happen to be born by coincidence in Borough Park.
Right. Or you happen to be.
Everything you do is because that's what you felt it.
What? No. It's just that if you're, I think what he's saying is that if you're. Sometimes a person is affected by his surroundings, and a person can live their whole life like that. Basically, they're serving Hashem because you know they're in that type of surrounding that's in style. What happens when he happens to be on vacation and he's in a hotel, let's say, right? What does he? How does somebody does Hashem
about that? Davening, or does he just go spend the night?
Does he make it a point to sit down? Does he? What does the davening look like? Does he just try to get over with it as fast as he can? Someone who's a true Eved Hashem won't make a difference where he is or what his surroundings are, or what the external circumstances are. So that was number one. That was number one cause for lack of consistency in Avodas Hashem, is that he's dependent on external circumstances. Even when a person is essentially a Torah digger, a person of Torah and Avodah, essentially a servant of Hashem, even then, in essence, he also has to be well-based. That all the different winds in the world should not be able to move him from his place. A muscle to something that has no legs. It's not shy to say that it should stand. However, even if he has one foot, at which point he could stand if he leans, his standing is not consistent. Any push or shake will topple him over. That's called what the Zohar Kaddish says, standing on one foot. It's like as Chazal say, sheker has no feet. Shoisi sheker. Because if you stand up, the word sheker, it has just one leg. Yeshlein regalachas bavad, it only has one leg, the leg of the kuf. So it will fall over. But if you stand up, the word emes, hema b'nois beis reglayim, it will stand. It has two feet. The name is Alamida, a son of Yatziva, which symbolizes a strong and consistent standing. So someone who falls from their madrega, it's either because his entire spiritual existence is coincident, it is not essential, or is because he didn't have a consistent spiritual standing with two true, reliable legs. When she will Alan has will be explained later. The Zushal Yetzivus, it is with this character trait of consistency, this is what the spiritual life of a Jew is dependent on. If a person doesn't invest the appropriate toil to achieve this, so then he'll find himself in his older years without any spiritual base. It's like building a building with many floors without a strong foundation.
Could you say, I don't understand the words. Just
say with your own word? What's he talking about?
He's talking about someone that a person should make Yiddishkeit a very fundamental part of his life. Something that cannot be shaken by anything.
That guides all of his decisions.
So yeah, right. It's just there's a person has to have has to understand that Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim has to be part of his life, and that there's no external circumstances are going to change that. No matter how bad his parnas is going to be, how busy his day is going to be, how much nachas he has from his children or not, there are certain things that are not going to change me. I have this is the amount of time I have to learn every day. This is the amount. This I have to daven with certain kavana or with or the minyan or whatever. Every person has their own level of ruchnius that they're on. But whatever that ruchnius is, it is there's got to be a certain it has to become a major focus of his life to the point that it's as essential as his eating every day. A person usually, unless it's a fast day, they won't go through all day without eating. Whereas if a person can go out the whole day without learning Torah, that means that their Torah is not an essential part of their life. A person can go on without davening, the entire davening or whatever it is. Again, each to their own.
Sometimes you get busy during the day. You know, you miss lunch because it's so busy. I think to add on, you're saying is no. It's time. It's lunchtime. Or we'll say Torah. I need to do this now. I'm saying that must be.
Right. But he also did mention that there, even if something is essential to a person, there is once it does become part of his essence, then a mere coincidence that it didn't happen doesn't mean that it's not part of his essence. It's quite the contrary. Once it's part of his essence, then if something happens that eating is part of our essence. It is. I mean, we're physical people. We need to eat every day, right? Now, if something happens to be that a person happens to find himself in a desert without anything to eat, and he doesn't eat, that doesn't mean that eating is not part of his essence. He's hungry. It's just a
good example would be how you behave in the workplace.
Because
I see unfortunate people, many of them you know, walk in the workplace and all of a sudden their language changes.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
It's people who are, people cheat in the workplace. People.
I notice the language.
Right. So that is what he's saying.
You haven't come by my office.
I've also mentioned people on vacation. I've seen that too. It's like a different person all of a sudden.
Now, yesterday spoke about what real menucha means.
So if they're going to be a different person when they're on vacation, then the way they're behaving, here on Richmond is just for the convenience of their neighbors and their
right. So that's called
facade. The environment. It's a mask. It's not a real person.
That's called Judaism by
a lot of that in the world.
By coincidence.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You see it all the time. It's very frustrating. Very
frustrating. So is he going to say what to do about this?
There's one thing that he mentions here, which is I don't believe is true. Actually, I know it's not true. Is that he says a person that falls from his level means that that's either a product of one of these two. That he's either his whole Yiddishkeit is just external, or it's Or is it because he never made sure that his spirituality should be consistent? I don't know. We've learned on the Chassidish Shasar, we've mentioned this numerous times, that there is, Hashem causes people to fall from the world. Quite the guy, it's impossible for a person to rise to another level without first falling. So there is, either he doesn't really mean it, or he's.
Then there's the intermediate point where you do things because of your surroundings, so you make sure that those are your surroundings.
Yeah, it's true. No, the Rambam says a person should see to it to live in good surroundings. A person is affected by the surroundings. It's okay. Even a person who's could be essentially there, you could be essential, and I believe they could be affected by the surroundings.
What's your Chabad shliach?
They have a
years ago we did.
Well, they throw themselves into the mix to try to affect the surroundings.
Years ago, traveling was a much harder thing, so people didn't go as far, so your surroundings stayed pretty stable. Today, we're totally mobile. Surroundings constantly affected by the surroundings. So, to be able to maintain that, regardless of whatever environment you're in,
you have to be very strong.
It's much harder today.
You have to be very insulated.
You spoke many times about Aaron Cohen and the Shloshina, he was obviously a role model, no matter what, he did everything the same as a lot of us.
Yeah.
He was consistent.
Okay, let's see if I'll elaborate on this more. Chazal Amru. Now Gadol say, says in the Pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, and the next Dibro, you should not have any other gods. Gadol say that this was said together at the same time. Hashem said, "I'm not going to yield at exactly the same time." It's something that no human mouth can say. A human mouth can't say two things at once, and no human ear can hear two things at once. Nevertheless, when Hashem spoke, Hashem said both of them at the same time, and we were able to hear the same thing. We were able to hear both of them at the same time.
Together?
Yeah.
I thought they died after one.
I don't know where he got that from. It says in the Chazal that they, I mean, the person that spoke with Shalshus. Yeah. It says in Chazal that he. It says that they died by Anachin Le'ilach. It doesn't say that they died twice and came back. Right, it says that they talk about that. Babir. The explanation of this is Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecha Kodeh Kol Mitzvos Aseh Shu Midas Ahav. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, that encompasses all of the positive commandments, which are a product of, we fulfill them as a product of our love to Hashem. V'la'yilacha, meaning when we do a mitzvah, we're confirming that Hashem is our God. So every mitzvah asay is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The negative commandment of do not have any other God, that encompasses all negative, all prohibitive commandments. Shumi the Sayira, which is a product of the attribute of fear. So when a person transgresses Chas V'Shalom, a mitzvah asay, a prohibitive commandment, they are also violating Le'ilacha Le'imacher, because their violation of a prohibitive mitzvah is denying Hashem's existence. And this was the will of Hashem, to notify Klal Yisrael at the beginning of his words. During Kabbalah Satayra, she is said that Torah and him based mitzvahs halal, that the foundation of the Torah are these two mitzvahs, Ahavas of Yirasa Yizbarach, to love Hashem and to fear Him. V'fi erach ahava v'yira sheyesh liyehudi. Okay, here we go. I want them to know how. According to the amount of love and fear that a Jew has to Hashem, it is with that measurement that he is essentially a Yid. Meaning that his Yiddishkeit in essence is dependent on his love and fear to Hashem. And even when the person observes the entire Torah, if it's without any fear or love, that is as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, it's like a bird without wings, that it cannot ascend heavenward. This is not a Judaism that has roots and its source. That type of Yiddishkeit is called coincidental, without any consistency. It's like building a building without a foundation that will eventually fall down.
Right.
Again, a person that is essentially a Yid can be affected by the surroundings. I don't think there's any guarantees.
The building is built for 100-year rain. The Native American might have been worse.
Say that the saying that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It was a very, very windy day. You end up very far from the tree. Emrias Adam Neuvel Madre Goisav Veinla Yetzivus Ruchnius. And if a person sees that a person is falling from his levels, from his madrigas, and he has no spiritual consistency. As it is because that the foundation for his Torah and Avodah, is Ahava and Yira, he is lacking in these foundations. The bind that a Jew has with his father in heaven, is according to the measurement of love and the measurement of fear that he has.
Does it start at 10?
No, it's 10.